Shalom, shalom, shalom to the bride of Christ. God bless you. This is the Bride TV, a timely technology for a time like this. And we are happy to have you with us on another episode of Rapture Watch, where we'll watch and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus. I'm Olumide Jesus David, and I'm not alone in the studio this evening. With us, the Bride of Christ watching, is our overseer. The overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Pastor Moses Alu. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, Brother Olumide, and the shalom to the Bride TV crew, the technical officers, the engineers, and everybody. Shalom to the sponsors of Bride, Bride Television.
Amen.
Through your financial contributions, we are able to be on air and bless the Bride of Christ worldwide. And I say again, shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. Every week, we take time at this hour to heed the instruction of the Lord to watch and pray.
Amen.
He will soon come to take us home.
Amen.
So we are watching unto his soon coming.
Amen.
The signs all around point so that he will soon come.
Amen.
So this is the work of the fivefold ministry to get the people prepared.
Amen.
That is what this program is all about. A lot of things that will keep us online, we try to bring people back to track.
Mm.
Bring them back to track. And then so that if you are not on the right track, you won't meet him. And so this program is designed to achieve that. We pray that today's episode will be a blessing to you. So welcome to another episode of the Rapture Watch, watching unto the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, live from the studios of the Bride Television International. Shalom.
Thank you so much, sir. We always love to read the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. That says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And my emphasis is the last phrase of this verse, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's what we've come to do this evening with our pastor, a pastor of the fivefold order. And the work of the fivefold ministry says that we all come in the unity of the faith, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro.
Please read that scripture very well.
Okay.
Because Ephesians, that is the purpose.
Yes, sir.
That is the purpose.
Amen.
Of the fivefold ministry. He gave some from verse 11.
Ephesians 4:11.
Yes.
And he gave some apostles.
Apostles.
And some prophets.
Prophets.
And some evangelists.
Evangelists.
And some pastors. And teachers.
And teachers. For what?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Uh-huh.
For the work of the ministry,
uh-huh.
For the edifying of the body of Christ,
uh-huh.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
uh-huh.
That we henceforth be no more children.
Which verse are you reading?
Verse 14 now.
Uh-huh.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the slay of men and cunning craftiness, whereby the lying waits to deceive.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. So being a pastor in this order, our pastor is here to help us rightly divide the word of truth. So our topic on this episode of Rapture Watch is another doctrinal issue. So today we'll be watching some doctrinal issues, more specifically, communion, tithes, and anointing oil. We trust the Lord will bless you richly with this episode of Rapture Watch. So we beg you, stay tuned to the end of this broadcast, because definitely you'll be established in the present truth. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll begin to look at these interesting topics. God bless you. Be right back.